Welcome to Abiding in the Lord, Following Jesus. Today we continue our study together, understanding what it means to have Jesus at the center of our life, to let Jesus be out in front, leading the way of our life. I'm going to ask you to turn to Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 57 through 62, as we continue to explore what it means to have Jesus in the middle of everything. Here we come to an amazing moment where Jesus speaks some very powerful words to a number of men that really talks about commitment and following after Him. In Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 57, we read, it says, as they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you no matter where you go. But Jesus replied, foxes have dens to live in, birds have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no home on my own. Not even a place to lay my head. He said to another person, come, be my disciple. The man agreed, but said, Lord, first let me return home and bury my father. Jesus replied, let those who are spiritually dead care for their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach the coming of the kingdom of God. Another said, a third, yes, Lord, I'll follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. But Jesus told him, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. What an amazing passage that teaches us what it means to have the Lord abiding in your life and what it means to follow after Jesus. You have the beginning of a man who comes and says, I'll follow you no matter what. But Jesus understands what's going on inside that man, because what does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, there's a key word here, sacrifice. Being a follower of Jesus means that you are willing to make the sacrifice to be a follower of the Lord our God. To have the Lord abide in your life means that you are willing at times to pay the cost of being a genuine believer in Jesus. I believe this is one of the great challenges of the church today, that we often are not willing to leave our comfort, our convenience, that we struggle with the world's security, and we find it difficult to abide in the Lord and follow Him. It's interesting that in 2 Timothy, we get some insight into this passage, chapter 2, in the first 7 verses. And here is an instruction to Timothy. Be strong with the special favor that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You've heard me teach many things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Teach these truths to trustworthy people who are able to pass them on to others. And look what it says, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Pretty powerful. So we hear the instruction throughout the Word, be willing to endure suffering. Sacrifice. I have to tell you, we Westerners, those who live in the United States, we don't do suffering very well. Often we have no idea what's going on around us. We hear the reports, but we're so blessed to live where we live. We don't understand real persecution. We don't know what it really means to struggle and suffer. Although many of you would say, but I have struggled, I have suffered. But probably not in the way that this is addressing. The scripture goes on, and Timothy says, as Christ's soldier, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. You know, one of the things that you learn when you're in the military, that you're in the military, and everything else becomes second. And what now was being addressed here was something that was understood. You and I, if we're going to serve a commanding officer, then we cannot be distracted by all the other things around us. Our focus is on the mission. Well, you and I have a mission that we've been given by the Lord. It tells us, for then you cannot satisfy the one who has enlisted you in the army. Follow the Lord's rules for doing His work, just like an athlete. Either follows the rules or is disqualified and wins no prize. Hardworking farmers are the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will give you understanding in these things. In other words, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to be a follower of Jesus and understand that that becomes the number one priority of your life? In other words, if you join the military and say, yes, I want to be a part of the military, and I want to work for the United States government. I want to follow the orders of my commander. And while you're doing that, you have all these other things going around. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Matter of fact, often in many responsibilities in the military, they will tell you, you can't even have another job, where you and I can go out and get a part-time job. You can't do that in the military and with in many situations. The same thing he talks about an athlete. You want to win? Then you have to stay focused. You have to keep to the rules. If you, for example, we all know that if you're playing football, there's boundaries. If you step outside those boundaries and try to catch a ball, well, it doesn't count. If you're a farmer and you work hard, the scripture tells us, and if you're willing to plow and plant and wait and weed and harvest and then do it again, you'll receive blessing. In other words, a lot of work to it. There's sacrifice. And so what Jesus is telling you and I, if you want to abide in me and I in you, it's really like a question. Are you willing to make the sacrifice? He then talks to the second man and basically talks about a strong commitment. And he's explaining to this man, listen, you don't need to go back and bury your father. Now, you have to understand what's going on here. It's not like his dad has just died and he's going to go to a funeral. What actually is happening here, here's what this man's really saying. I want to go back home and I need to stay with my parents until my dad dies. He's not actually dying right now. Matter of fact, he's really healthy. He's doing really great. But I want to go back and I need to wait until my dad has passed on. Well, Jesus is saying to this man, if you're going to follow me, listen, there's no best time. It's now. Follow me. See, how many of us have said to the Lord, God, I want this in my life when I'm ready. Lord, I want this change to take place, but not right now because of other things going on that I need to finish. I've had people say to me, yes, I want that to change in my life. I want to see this miracle happen, but I'm not ready right now for it. I think it would be too radical a change in my life. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, but that's exactly what a lot of us do. Is we say to God, I want you to do a miraculous thing in my life when I'm ready. And God's saying, well, I'm ready right now. Let's do it right now. It's interesting that you and I struggle with commitment. We can struggle with sacrifice. And then this third situation comes up. And again, someone approaches him and says, God, I want to follow you. Does he really want to follow him? You see, being a follower of Jesus, committing your life to him, means sacrifice, commitment. Now hold on, passion. Are you passionate about it? Are you so hungry for the things of God that you realize that, boy, nothing can stop you? See, I believe for a lot of us, we lack passion. There's something in us that needs to happen. Because look what Jesus says, the very end, verse 62, very powerful. Jesus told him, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's one of my life verses. I still remember God speaking this verse to me. Because I remember struggling with God's call. It wasn't my intent in the beginning of when I was first going to school and going to college to be a pastor. Matter of fact, it wasn't even my desire to be a Christian. I didn't receive the Lord until I was 18. But somewhere along the way, God called me. And I still can remember that moment when I was reading this passage, thinking about my future. And I can still hear God speaking to me through this passage. Steve, put your hand on the plow. Don't look back. Just go. And I thought, all right, God. I'm not telling you that's been easy. I'm not telling you that's been perfect. But that's part of what it means to be a follower of the Lord, is you're willing to put your hand to the plow and go forward. Here's something I've learned later on, that if you don't keep moving forward, it's hard to plow. Try it sometime looking backwards. You're going to make a mess of things. One of the things that God teaches you and I is that when we follow Him, look forward and follow Him. Otherwise, looking backwards, you're just going to trip over something. God's calling you and I to abide in Him, and He in us, to follow Him. And think of these three things: sacrifice, commitment, and passion. Are these a part of your life? Are you abiding in the Lord?